USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin reaffirmed the U.S.'s commitment to Israel on Sunday during his first visit to the Middle East since taking the position.
As a major strategic partner for the United States, our bilateral relationship with Israel in particular is central to regional stability and security in the Middle East.
Austin said that the partnership between the two countries is enduring and ironclad. His visit comes as the Biden administration attempts to restart nuclear talks with Iran. And the Caribbean island of St. Vincent is trying to figure out how best to clean up after a volcanic eruption has covered most of the island in ash. Officials are working to determine the extent of damage to buildings from the ashfall. The La Soufrière volcano began erupting on Friday, shooting a cloud of ash up to 6 miles into the sky. More than 18,000 residents have been evacuated from the red zone around the mountain, though no one has been evacuated off of the island. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and wondered, can I really save that much each month on my health care? The answer is yes. It's true. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. Free telehealth, a huge network of doctors, and it's a community of Christians who share a purpose, praying for each other. You just have to call. You can get a price within 2 minutes. So easy. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
President Biden is set to meet with lawmakers on Monday to discuss his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. The president has said that he's open to listening to ideas on his plan, but insists that the country needs a large investment into infrastructure. But Republicans have been hesitant to support the package because of some of the contents of the plan, as well as an increase to the corporate tax rate to fund it. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the White House would like to see the plan passed by Memorial Day. He tells CNN that the country has needed to work on infrastructure for years.
You know, the sooner the better, I think, is the bottom line. We've got to get this done. We're going to take on board a lot of ideas. We're going to negotiate. But we can't just sit here and let the clock run out, because the American people can't wait. This work can't wait. We should have been doing this years ago. And each passing day, America falls further behind, while strategic competitors like China are not hesitating to make the investments that it takes to win the future.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is sending more vaccine resources to the state of Michigan amid a COVID surge.
Michigan is facing the worst current COVID outbreak in the country, adding nearly 7,000 new cases on Saturday in a dramatic rise from just a month ago, when new cases were averaging around 1,000. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has asked the federal government for more vaccines, but is getting more people to administer the shots, as well as more testing capacity and treatment resources. Dr. Peter Hotez is the Dean of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine, and he tells CNN that with the B.1.1.7 variant of the virus quickly spreading, the Biden administration may be holding back some resources it feels it may need to allocate elsewhere if another hotspot flares up.
So the question is Michigan just the tip of the spear, and other states are going to follow? And I think that's why the Biden administration may be hesitant about throwing everything now at Michigan, because of the concern is then it'll just have to backpedal and go to the other states.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A recent study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that people who received the Moderna vaccine reported more side effects than those who got the Pfizer-BioNTech shot. A study was published online in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It found that people aged 65 and older were less likely to experience adverse reactions than those younger. Over 68 million have been fully vaccinated. 114 million have received at least one dose of the vaccine as of April 9th. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.